I give the floor to Mr. Tanatou. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Velo. I'll just get the microphone a bit closer. Yeah. Thank you, Professor Velo, for the invitation to come here today. And I'm really encouraged to see so many people in the room, particularly students, political science students. Why am I mentioning this? There's a big question in European political democracy, as developed or not as it is. But one thing I think which is essential and which is, let's say, we as political parties are trying to step away from with the development of the political parties and more recently of the political foundations, political parties should not have the task of explaining the political structure. We should like clearly show what are the differences between the interests, the values that we share. We should come up with a program that people can believe in, have trust in, give political support to candidates of these political parties, and in fact, make the next step, trying to, with these political parties, put this into practice also at the EU level. But before I will elaborate on my 2 points of my presentation today, today's conference is about political participation. And I actually would like to put it into practice. And I have 3 questions for you. The first question is, in this room, who is a member of a political party? Can I see your show of hands? Or, of course, you can also not show your hand if you don't want to show this. But
speakers are not intended to answer to...
No. But can I see a show of hands? Who is a member of a political party in this room?
Two people.
Who has ever thought of becoming a member of a political party? Maybe in the future, later. That's already a bit more.
Encouraging.
Thirdly, the final question is, who will vote on the 25th of May for the European Parliament elections? All right. Okay. Thank you very much, because I think this is also for us behind the table, and particularly for me for my presentation, it's a fundamental question, because democracy is about participation. If there is no participation of individuals, whether it's within the parties, in foundations, in democracy, in the media by participating, writing, for example, like opinion pieces in newspapers or on the internet, and that's the fundamental question, of course, by voting, then we have something that we have to really work and think on. And I'm very glad that this conference will take place today. But I will start with my presentation. And the first question that was asked to me, Daniel, could you please explain a bit about how you developed, as a European Liberal Party, your manifesto, and what are the key issues in this manifesto? So, in fact, I would say it's pretty similar to what Mr. Freudenstein said earlier. We as a European Liberal Party started already more than 2 years ago in bringing, basically setting in a procedure, our board, which is like the structure of the party, which does like oversees the day-to-day guidance of the organization, discussed the procedure and appointed a leading personality that should steer this inside our party. The lady that steered our manifesto drafting committee was a former member of the European Parliament and former political leader of one of our member parties, Luzewies van der Laan, and she did a really fantastic job. Because mentioning this, and I don't know about the other political parties, but I can tell about us, at EU level, bringing together political parties, which, yes, they share the same values, but they often operate in a different political context, mostly from a national perspective. It is not always easy to, in fact, have and develop a text which has truly a European dimension. She did this, of course, not only the Bureau, our organization that does the day-to-day guidance, but in fact also our Congress approved this last year at our Congress in London. It's a long process. It took pretty much 1.5 years of drafting. So it's really bringing back, putting the procedure in place, having the right personality to drive it, but of course also being open
to the public, to our members, our member parties. Everyone had the possibility to give ideas on what should be the key messages for our manifesto. She, in fact, collected all these ideas and had an initial discussion with our member parties. And why do I mention our member parties? Because, in fact, they have the voting right at our annual Congress, and they do approve the text that is, as it is proposed. And as I mentioned earlier, as some of the member parties might have a different idea or are not yet convinced, some of the discussions were actually quite tough. But in fact, as we had an open approach, as we really gave the opportunity for all members to discuss, in fact, also once the text was there, to submit amendments, so basically changes to the draft text, it was a successful vote in the end. And I wouldn't say it was unanimous, but almost. So it was a positive discussion. And that's why, as ALDE party, our manifesto was adopted in November of last year. In the manifesto, and what are the key priorities? In fact, it was already mentioned earlier, and that's always the comforting thing as the third political party, so you're the third to speak. Yes, of course, like the many challenges that are ahead for the European Union are similar to us as a political party. And yes, it is about the economy, about jobs, about people's fear, of, especially for students, young people that do not have a job, or you do a study, you do like a study, you really put a lot of effort into it, you study for 4 or 5 years, and all of a sudden you are faced with the big question, so what shall I do now? If you're in some countries, like particularly like, for example, countries like Spain, or Greece, with youth unemployment of more than 20, 30, 40%, you simply know in advance that it will be really difficult to find a job. So what do we as a European Liberal Party propose? In fact, we see that the European Union is really can be really the driving force for renewed growth across our continent. The European Union has many things set in place in the last couple of years. Now it is up, and that's I think one of the key questions at this European Parliament elections. Will we really use all the tools that we have set in place to actually get our economy going again? And with the economy going again, more trust in the future, there will be also more investment by our companies, possibility of financial institutions giving credit again to particularly small and medium enterprises that are still the driving force of the European economy. We truly believe that in across the continent we can actually get it going and get people back to work again. And that's really the title of our manifesto, A Europe That Works. People should have the opportunity to get a job again. And at the same time, we also believe, and that's, let's say, my second question, the EU should be working again. In the last couple of years, yes, we have done a lot of work. But most of it, I would say, or at least a lot of it, was trying to rescue things, trying to repair things. The thing that we believe is we should have a European Union that is actually based on the Lisbon Treaty with plasters, for example, like short-term solutions. So therefore also including in our manifesto is that in the next European Parliament we should assemble again a European Convention to actually make a more comprehensive solution to get the European Union going again. Because indeed, we don't call it federal, but we want a Europe that actually can deliver to its citizens in partnership with the member states, which are still an important integral part of the European integration and construction as we know it. But we should make it go forward. I would like to mention one other element really from the European political party side. And that's again, I come back to how I started my presentation, about participation. One element that is that we believe as European Liberal Democrats essential for a truly European democracy is that individuals, whomever is interested, and there were only 3 or 4 people in this room, but You should be able to become a member at EU level of a political party. Some of the EU political parties have set up such a system, not all of us yet, but we as ALDE party have set up a system, we call it associate membership. So this is membership for individuals. Everyone that is an individual, wherever you live across the European Union, you can directly become a member of the ALDE party, participate in our events, both in real events as well as online, come up with ideas, share ideas with our politicians, also in the European Parliament, and actually from your individual position, try to give, let's say, small pushes towards this idea of bringing the European integration forward. So that's something which I think is probably essential, because that is connected as well, and it was not mentioned yet in the presentations, but I've read the presentation of Professor Maschia, and it was interesting because he didn't have time anymore to elaborate on this, but it's about the uniform electoral law at EU level. Maybe some of you know about this idea. This is, in fact, also from our perspective, and one of our members of the European Parliament is one of the drivers behind this idea in the European Parliament, to basically elect a number of members of the European Parliament across the European Union. Whether you live in the south of Italy, you could still vote for somebody in the north of Finland, for example. And this is an idea that we believe will give, let's say, a more European dimension to this European democracy. So whenever we need candidates, we also need individuals inside our party. So we've taken the first step to make this possible and make our political party truly European. Thank you.